understand. You understand my English, because the English is not my first language. This is my fourth language, third language. Okay, I speak native and Malay, but of course not English. We study English at our schools, but I'm not really go for it. But now I have no choice. I need to learn English. Now I'm here. Okay, I'm thankful for this opportunity to be with you on this day of Thanksgiving for Jill. 19 years, Jill Spain is a missionary in my country to the Tobilung peoples, one of our ethnic groups. 19 years is a long time, and I'm sure that the village people feel the loss of Jill. Once again, on their behalf, I give thanks for the hard work of Miss Jill and to this church, which supported her service in our states of Sabah and Malaysia. I hope that this church will continue its commitment to us, although Jill is no longer living in Sabah. By the way, Jill is a member also of my family, because she is godmother of two of my children. Thank you, Jill. He's always praying. She always pray for my children. Next, I want to express my great thanks to Pastor Paul. Thank you, Pastor Paul, for entrusting me with the responsibilities to sharing God's words on this occasion of 500th anniversary of the Reformation. As it happens, I study at the Theological Seminary in Sabah in my state, which is Center of Lutheran Study in Malaysia. I'm evangelical, from Evangelical Church, and yeah, thanks God for this opportunity. Now, let's go for the scripture. The scripture we are reading today is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14 to 17, but I'm going to focus on verse 16. The Bible says, "The all scripture is God-breathed, and it's useful for teaching, and rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness." Brother and sister in Christ, God's word has never changed and will never change. It is the final standard to lead us to a righteous life in which glorify God. From it, a community which is on identifying cultures is formed, which is accepted by God and set apart for worship into the service of God alone. And hence, to the Bible is what causes the community to appear different to what one finds in the outside world. The Bible is the truth which makes us all free. I remember in my community, we are set free by the word of God. When the missionaries came to our community, to our village, when they preached the word of God changed our behavior, our beliefs. Formerly, our belief in spirit. We believe that there is a spirit in the trees, in the rocks, in the skies, and we believe in spirit. But when the Englishmen, tribal whites, come to our village and share the word of God, and then the word of God penetrating this village and change the community, now here am I to share the word of God. Brothers and sisters in Christ, other scriptures is not the Bible, of course, like Al-Quran in the context of Malaysia, as a considered authoritative, seek to falsify and oppose the true scriptures. Despite this, the history of the world demonstrates that the authority and uniqueness of the Bible has never been shaken. Hallelujah. Brother and sister in Christ, why does the Bible endure and retain its authority? Why can't it be overpowered? And why does it still echo in continue arouse faith in the heart of those who hear it? The answer is this, written in the Bible in the verse 16, the whole scripture is God-breathed. and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, the Bible said. When I entered the seminary, the lecturer asked the student a question. The first lessons in the seminary when I studied there is a systematic theology and the subjects of the Word of God. And then my lecturer asked me a question. Happened to be my lecturer is actually another Englishman, stay in Manchester. He now is settled in Manchester because he cannot renew the visas. Okay, the government is clever enough. Okay, you understand the situation in Malaysia. Then ask the question, Justin, what is God's words? And of course, as a student, I try to find the answer. And thanks God, today, I understand that the Word of God, firstly, Word of God, is actually Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Word of God, according to John chapter 1, verse 1 to 18. In the beginning was the Logos, words. And the Word is with God. And the Word is God. And verse 14 said, the words became a flesh, become a sharp, and dwelt among us. His name is Jesus. That's why we are celebrating Christmas. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And then I conclude that the Word of God, the first answer is that Jesus is the Word of God. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We call it Jesus in Bahasa Melayu. Not Jesus. We just changed the Y into J into Y. So we call it Jesus. Praise the Lord. Secondly, the Bible is the Word of God. The Bible that's in our hand. One time, I preached among the youths. So, 4 weeks ago, we gather 3,200 youths. We call it youth conference. And then I asked them to take the Word of God, this Bible, and rise up. And when I asked them to rise up your Bible, and then nobody rise up these books. But so I can see, what's the difference now? I still love my Word of God. So, first, the Bible is the Word of God. Everybody says amen. The Bible is the Word of God for three reasons. The first, the Bible is from God. Highlight the from God, the Father. It is a revelation of God, the Father, breathed by God. The Bible says, a scripture is God-breathed. The term of breathed is actually the same term when God is breathed life into Adam. So this is very interesting that the Word of God is bring life for those who read the Word of God. Hallelujah. And secondly, the Bible is about God, the Son. This is about, I underline the words of about. The Word of God, the Bible is about God the Son. It is record of the words of God in the person of Jesus, promised in the Old Testament and attested in the New Testament. When I conclude the Genesis to Malachi, even into Revelations, the only words that I can give to you to describe the Bible is, I conclude this in one name, Jesus Christ. Because the all prophecies from the Old Testament is pointed on Jesus Christ. Amen? So this is the treasure from the Old Testament. Nobody understands until the Holy Spirit reveals it to us. Praise the Lord. Now we understand the Word of God is about Jesus Christ. Thirdly, the Bible is by God, the Spirit. It is the Spirit-inspired record, the Word of God, in the person of Jesus. The Spirit ensures it is an accurate and reliable account of the Word of God. So it is from God, about God, and by God. It's very interesting in my place, in my country, that the Muslims said the Bible is corrupted. It's not true Bible. So they have developed another a Bible called, the Muslim Bible. So they try to false the Bible. But then the word of God, who's inspired by the Holy Spirit, is remain powerful. Amen? This is the true, the word of God. The brother and sister in Christ, based on this context that we read of this message, I conclude that Paul is actually explaining to Timothy that the Bible should be our refuge and stronghold, which is protect us. I conclude it because the power of the Bible is so powerful. The word of God is the breath of God, give life to every person who read it. And I believe the Paul addressed this to Timothy because Timothy is facing many, many troubles. Why does Paul stress these matters? It is because Timothy is faced with solid challenges. It's not in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. And maybe you can help me to read this verse together. 1 to 3. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People be lovers of having a form of godliness, but denying its power, having nothing to do with such people. Thank you. Brother and sister in Christ, all this written here is actually only a manifestation of fruits. What I call this a fruit of the evil one. This is only a fruit. Why? Because the sins try to conquer, try to occupy, try to penetrating against the nation. They try to bring people into the ungodly lifestyle. But this is only what we call the fruits. There is a root, the root on it, and the root is the sin. The sins try to come and against us, try to come and conquer the Christianity. And it's happened, the Paul said, will be terrible times in the last days. The last days can be a Paul time. The last days can be in the present time and in the future. And also, so when the enemy comes like a flood. It's written in Isaiah. Isaiah said, the enemies come in like a flood. And you just imagine how powerful is flood. It can destroy everything. It destroy the building, destroy everything. So if the enemy, what Paul mentions, come in like a flood, he can destroy the community. He can destroy the Christian community. So brother and sister in Christ, the Bible, the Paul said, we must take the word of God as our stronghold and also our refuge. So how can the Bible be stronghold in defense for the faith of Christian at the present time? So I give you 3 points today. How can the Bible be a stronghold in defense for the faith of Christian in the present time? Number one, is the God's word is an effective weapon. I call it the word of God is an effective weapon. It's written in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. It means, brother and sister in Christ, that the Spirit of the Lord is worked through the words. The Spirit of the Lord is speak to us, speak to our community, to my community, through the Word of God. And it's written here, the Bible says, the Word of God is a sword. Swords means a weapon in my community. So the words of God is a weapon which can transform people's lives into righteousness. This is beautiful. I remember in my communities, in my I belong to the believing in God. And the way of life is very terrible. We are drunk. And also so many bad things happen in my community. But when they preach the word of God, the righteousness takes place. God himself, through the Bible, changed the heart of man and transformed the community from ungodly to a godly life, from unrighteousness to righteousness through the word of God. Secondly, 2 Timothy verse 1, chapter 1, verse 10 said, destroy the Bibles, and the gospel can destroy the dead and has brought life through the gospel. This is very interesting because normally the weapon is to kill others. But in the context of Bibles, the Bible, the word of God actually bring life. And the word of God, when we preach the word of God, the gospel, the good news is this, he destroyed dead in his brought life. How we can, in order for us to destroy the darkness in the night, is just to turn on the button of light. Just turn it on, and the light, the darkness will disappear. How we can overcome the darkness in our community? We just turn on the button of light, which is the word of God, and the darkness will disappear. This is I call the word of God is a weapon and become our stronghold. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So how strong is the weapon? We are talking about weapon. In my state, the police is carrying the M16. The M16. It's very strong, but how strong is the weapon, which is the word of God? Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 said, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, in joints and marrow, and is discerner of the thought and intent of the heart. Nobody can stand before the word of God. Nobody can stand before the word of God. When we preach the word of God, the word of God, the spirit of the Lord walk through the word of God and change from inside out, because the word of God is so powerful, can transform the people of man. Amen. Praise the Lord. So how do you use the Bible as a spiritual weapon? This is the another question that I need to answer. And 2 Timothy 2 verses 15 said, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who, and I bolt the, I focus on these words, does not need to be ashamed in who correctly handle the word of God. In my context, we pray for boldness to share the word of God. It's not easy for us to share the word of God publicly. We conducted one revival meetings attended by 35,000 2 weeks ago in the big stadium. We conduct it into the center of our home in the cities. But the government move it into another place because the prime minister come down to the town and conduct the government ceremony. So when we try to share the word of God, the prime minister interfere, try to stop, try to make any confusion. And then the point is like this. The point is that we should not ashamed. In my context, do not ashamed. And you must handle the word of truth correctly. So what happened in my state is that so many peoples, I mean missionary, come to Malaysia because everybody loves Malaysia. Everybody wants Malaysia, especially among the Muslim, receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. But in the other hand, I'm not sure I did teach the right theology. So that's why in my context, we must handle the Word of God correctly. That's another thing about the Word of God is that we must preach the Word of God. The truth is not changed, but the style, the way we communicate the Word of God is maybe we do it a different style, you know. We do it a different style. So, secondly, 2 Timothy verse 4, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all suffering in teaching. Sometimes, like Colossians chapter 1 verse 26 said, we want to bring Paul, preach the gospel, teach the gospel, so that the people may be perfect in Jesus Christ. This is the importance of the Word of God. Let me go to my second point. The question is, how can the Bible be stronghold in defense for the faith of Christian at the present time? The second point is that ensuring that we have faith which continue to hold on the truth of what has been received. Paul reminds Timothy that Timothy has actually received the Word of God. He's already planted in the Word of God. All Paul Timothy needs to do is remain and continue it to hold on the truth of what has been received. It's written in verse 14 said, but as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learn it. Brothers and sisters in Christ, another question that I want to answer is that, how can we continually hold unto the truth, the Bible, the truth of the Bible? And this is very important. My church member, actually 60% of my church members is universities and colleges. So we are quite young. I'm the oldest in my congregation, 44, 45, almost 45. I still look young. All of them are youngest. So I teach my congregation, I teach them how to read the Word of God, the Word of God. So practically, I teach them to read it because I believe the Word of God can be read. Amen? And secondly, keep it in your mind. In the other words, we must remember, put the Word of God in our mind. In mind. I teach them the Word of God can remember, can put in our mind like a computer chip in our mind. So from time to time, we can recall it again, so let the Word of God speak to us from our mind. Thirdly, meditate on it. I teach them the Word of God can be meditated. Think over it again and again and speak it out to yourself and declare it to yourself into the situation around you. Brother and sister in Christ, I teach them that we must transfer the knowledge of the Bible, the knowledge about what is written here, have been written here, through translate into life. Means the Word of God is not just a words who written in the Bible, but must alive in ourselves. Let the Word of God bring life from inside out, so the people from outside can see the change in our life. Now, brothers and sisters in Christ, the purpose is so that we fill with the truth of God's words, the Bible. We should remind ourselves that what you believe become our pattern of life. I always remind my youths and my church that the more you read the Bible, the more the Bible speak to you, the more the Logos speak to you through the Holy Spirit, use the Word of God to speak to us, the more we fill with the Word of God, I'm sorry for that, The more we read the Word of God, it's become our pattern. It's become your pattern of our life. And the more we act on it, the more we will be filled and empowered by the Bible and will act in accordance with it. Because I believe that what I believe is become my lifestyle. My community believes in God. My communities know hope, live in poverty. But then when the Word of God come to my community, to my family, it's changed my community. I love pigs. We love pigs. So pigs everywhere. But it's the hygiene, you know. So when the missionaries come, he teach us how to do it properly. So we live happily with the pigs, black pigs. Okay? So this is the simple things that the Word can do to change our perspective of our life today and the future. Why? Because the more we act on it, the more we will feel and empowered by the Bible and we will act in accordance with it. The longer we practice what we read in the Bible, the more we will be in harmony with its teaching, so that the pattern of life of Jesus and the apostles increasingly become our lifestyle. In this way, we strengthen our hold on the Bible, and in the other hand, and it is hold on us. The pattern of life become alive in our heart. Thirdly, and this is the last but not least, study the Bible with confidence, knowing that it is inspired by the Holy Spirit. Maybe I can call it study with the Holy Spirit. So because we believe that the Word of God is inspired by the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit works through the Bible, and whenever the Spirit speaks to us through the Bible, it can change our life from inside out. The Bible says, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. I want to focus on the words, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. We could say it, all scripture is God's breathed. Brother and sister, when Paul wrote this scripture, means that Old Testament, it means that's Old Testament in the teaching of the apostles. Why? Because in that time, the gospel has not yet been written. Now, the scripture only exists because of God. God was willing to reveal himself to us in it. The Bible, inspired by the Holy Spirit, give wisdom in spiritual life through faith in Christ. Now, every doctrine, every interpretation, explanation, and tradition should be tested and approved against the Word of God. God's Word should be received and trusted as a final authority in every matters concerning life and godliness. So, for the reason alone, the Bible should be studied. Now, brothers and sisters in Christ, the Bible originates from God. It cannot be interpreted and studied with merely human abilities. In seeking to understand it, we should always depend on God who has given it to us. Only God himself can enable us to understand the spiritual matters. Can I hear amen to that? Only God himself. Moreover, the Bible can only be understood when we're having a true relationship with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit opened our mind so we can understand its meaning and can give testimony to its power. That's why I can call it is the Holy Spirit who brings every person to the knowledge of truth. It is the Holy Spirit in who convince people of sins and judgment. And the Holy Spirit opened up the secret of God, the God who is three in one person. In Malaysia, the Islam said, you are wrong because God is not, they said, all they believe is that God is three. God the Father, God the Wife, and have your son called Jesus. It's wrong theology. Okay? So he opened up the secret of God, who is three person in one. And the secret of salvation by grace. This is very important. Only by through the Holy Spirit, all these truths reveal, open up to us. It is the Holy Spirit who opened up the secret regarding salvation by faith. I believe that our fathers, when they read the Bible, desperately looking, go deep into the Word of God concerning the situation in that time. And I do believe the Spirit of the Lord speak to him through the Word of God. The Word of God open up his truths. And then now we're celebrating 500 years of Reformation. This is because of the Holy Spirit speak to us through the Bible. The Holy Spirit opened his truths to us. It is the Holy Spirit open up the secret regarding salvation by faith in all the hidden secret of the Bible. And then I try to explain to my congregations that let the Bible speak to your life. Let the Bible speak, open up the truth to you. It's very important. And in a way for us to understand the Word of God is through the Holy Spirit. Because of the Word of God has been inspired by the Holy Spirit, therefore, if you're under his influence, then he can open it to our understanding and it can be passed on effectively. This is the basic of Reformation. This is the revolution which brings freedom. This was the truth which revealed to these fathers of our faith at the Reformation. The truth is hidden, but of great value. Something which is need to be sought until it is found. It cannot be discovered until it's revealed by the Holy Spirit. Thanks God for the Holy Spirit who reveals the truth. Amen? When this truth revealed to us by the Holy Spirit, the truth set us free. Amen? The truth set us free. I believe in these new days, when the Spirit of the Lord move one more time through the Word of God, Bristol set free from evil one. Amen? Hallelujah. When this truth revealed to us by Holy Spirit, the truth set us free. What is the truth which is revealed? God's revealed to us the truth meaning of his word. So it is more than just stories of the past or a list of rules, and this happened in our lives and is the whole history of the church gradually over time. The understanding of the fact that scripture alone or sola scripture should be our authority, and that salvation is by faith alone, where some of the revelation of the meaning of the scripture which the reform received. The challenge of 500 years ago are different from those faced today. Yet, God revealed his word in particular circumstances in a particular times. 500 years ago, he revealed the secret of his word regarding scripture alone, the sola scripture, according to the situation fervently at that time. The challenge in Europe here at the present time are different from those in Asia. But the main problem is the same. Both Asia and Europe are far away from God in need of Lord Jesus Christ. And we cannot find any answers. The only answer is from the Word of God, who's inspired by the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. Because of this, we need constant exposure to the God's Word. The truth of the Bible speak to us in a way which is appropriate to the age in which we live. I come to the conclusion, brother and sister in Christ, with the question. Let me end with this question. How should we respond to this wonderful Word of God or the Bible? I suggest to you two things. Number one, we need to persevere in learning from the Scripture in not to be like babies in the faith. It's written in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 14. It says, we should be mature so as not to be tossed back and fought by the waves. The waves is everywhere, like enemies. And blow here and there by every minds of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of men and their deceitful scheming. So what is our answer, response for this word? We need to perseverance in learning from the scripture. And do not be like babies in faith. The secondly is that be sure that your faith is living faith. Be sure that our faith is living faith, not dead faith. What we learn, what we have been learned, what we have been received from the word of God, let us practice it. Living faith. This will happen when the Holy Spirit himself is revealing the secret of the Bible. Because the Bible was breathed by the Holy Spirit. He is the only one who can interpret it and give us understanding. So we need to allow the Holy Spirit works in each of our hearts so that we can understand and grasp the truth. And so that truth will make us free. I do believe that Holy Spirit is here to speak to us through the Word of God. The final words, I give you the final words. It is the concept of Scripture alone still worthy to being defended. We live in the era which is open term postmodern. What is the basis of this philosophy? William Edger gave the opinion, at the heart of the postmodern mentality, it is culture of extreme skepticism. According to many postmodernists, knowledge is no longer objective, nor even useful, and ethic is not universal. Looking in this situation we face now, it is evidence that the foundation truths of the scripture alone is still vital for our age. Remembering the Reformation of 500 years ago, we need to recall the struggle of the fathers of our faith. We should try to learn from their experience and their history and ensure that their struggle were not in vain, so that with the Holy Spirit accomplished in the life of our spiritual father, we'll continue to live in our heart today. It is not superficial to revere what happened 500 years ago, while at the same time it is not reflected in our spiritual life. Let our faith be the same as theirs. Only in this way we will the spirit of Reformation continue in current age. Brother and sister in Christ, I believe that England is always special in God's eyes. I believe in this? Because whatever God's works in England, for example, if the revival happened in England, it's easier for the whole world to understand or can hear it. Because England and America, is one of the best world who can spread the word of God, the gospel, to the nation. I pray for this opportunity. I pray the Spirit of the Lord works through the Bible one more time and change the heart of man. My prayer, I conclude this story of me. One day, when I heard somebody preach about the Church of England, and I pray, God, I pray that one day I'll give me a chance to come to England and pray for this land. Because I believe that England is special to God and for the whole world. I thank God for England who occupied us. Because the history of the world and the history of salvation go together. Without England occupying us in North Borneo, the word of God, I don't know either the word of God can come to us. But this is the way of God, how to come to our place. I pray that England rise up again. I want to see the young generation come. I see many great things happen in my place when 3,200 young men come together in worshiping God. And the night time we have 500 gathered together, pray for our nation. And we have a revival meeting for 35,000 people come. We pray for great revival. We believe the last giant from Malaysia is Islam. And it's not easy for us. We need to carry the cross. But the hope is there. When the revival come, without say any words to them, they can, miracle can happen in signs and wonders, and they cannot deny that God is there for them. Amen? Amen. So, thank you for this opportunity to share the word of God, and may I invite Jill to come forward and translate while I pray. Is it okay for you, Pastor? Come. Let's pray together. Bapa di surga, terima kasih.
Father in heaven, thank you.
Firman-Mu yang hidup sudah disampaikan.
The life through your word has been passed on.
Saya percaya bahwa dia tidak kembali dengan sia-sia.
It will not come back to you void.
Dia tertanam di hati setiap orang yang haus dan rindu akan Engkau.
He will plant his word in every heart which is.
Biar firman Tuhan mengubah situasi tanah ini.
Let the word of God transform the situation around us.
Menembusi setiap hati dan jiwa setiap orang.
Stir up every heart.
Terima kasih Tuhan.
Thank you, Lord.
Berkati gereja ini.
Bless this church.
Kirim anak-anak muda.
Send young people.
Kembali kepadamu.
Bring them back to yourself.
Terpujilah namamu Bapa.
Praise you, Lord.
Di dalam nama Tuhan Yesus kami berdoa.
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. And